DeSantis looks around after candidates asked if they would support Trump if convicted in court of law. By Hannah Blow on August 23, 2023. Republican candidates revealed Wednesday night if they would support former President Donald Trump if he were convicted in a court of law, with some delaying raising their hand, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who looked around first, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson among those who refused to make that pledge. "You all signed a pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee. If former President Trump is convicted in a court of law, would you still support him as your party's choice? Please raise your hand if you would," Brett Beyer asked the eight candidates on the stage. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy was the first candidate to raise his hand, followed by several others including former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, an action which prompted cheers. DeSantis could be seen glancing over toward Ramaswamy's side of the debate stage and proceeded to raise his hand after four of his challengers already did. At that point, former Vice President Mike Pence raised his hand, followed by a hesitant former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who later asserted he did not raise his hand. Hutchinson did not raise his hand. "Wow, Ron had to check out the rest of the stage to decide whether or not to raise his hand. Pathetic," Trump War Room exclaimed as others made similar observations. Hutchinson defended his decision to leave his hand down, reasserting his belief that Trump is morally disqualified from being president again as a result of what happened on January 6. "More people are understanding the importance of that, including conservative legal scholars, who says he may be disqualified under the 14th Amendment from being president again, as a result of the insurrection. This is something that could disqualify him under our rules and under the Constitution, and so obviously I'm not going to support somebody who's been convicted of a serious felony." Hutchinson, who has called on Trump to drop out of the race on more than one occasion, added,